This is a non-clinical paper, but I thought it was interesting because it really looked at the visibility of orthodontic research articles on the internet. The paper was called Looking Beyond Traditional Metrics in Orthodontics, an altmetric study on the most discussed articles on the web. The lead author was Dr. Livas, and it was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics. In their introduction, the authors outlined that one of the most common ways of measuring the effect or the impact of a journal article is to look at the number of citations. However, while this was sufficient for papers that were published before the development of the internet and social media, this clearly now is not the case. And when we look at the impact of a paper, we should look at many other factors. For example, the number of times that a paper is blogged about or mentioned, or even the number of times that a paper is mentioned on Twitter. The most common new method of measuring the impact of publications is called altmetrics. And we do not know much about the effect of altmetrics or the measurements from altmetrics on orthodontic papers. As a result, the aim of their study was to identify the top altmetric orthodontic articles of all time and to investigate altmetric scores in relation to the publication details and citation counts. They carried out this study by evaluating the altmetric search engine on data from papers that were published up till April 2017. They targeted papers that were published in the 11 main orthodontic journals. For each of the papers, they collected data on the article title, the journal title, the time since publication, the affiliation of the author, the origin of the paper, and then the number of times that the paper was either blogged, cited, or mentioned on Twitter. When they looked at these 200 articles, they found that 73 had been published in the American Journal of Orthodontics, 60 were published in the European Journal of Orthodontics, and 39 were published in the Angle Orthodontist. The other papers were published in a wide variety of other orthodontic journals. They found that the most popular subjects were the evaluation of treatment outcome using oral health quality of life, and studies that investigated social demographics had a significantly higher altmetric score than diagnostic studies, and these were studies that used cephalometric measurement as their main outcome. Their most important finding was that the altmetric score was not really related to the number of formal citations made in other orthodontic journals. They also showed that in their top three articles, there were two studies that reported on the use of Accelident. These were positive studies in that they showed that there was an effect of this appliance on tooth movement and pain. They were therefore highly publicized and quoted on the internet. However, another study, which showed that there was no effect of treatment, did not have such a high altmetric score, and this shows the effect of advertising and general circulation of positive clinical trials. I thought that this was an interesting paper, and is not just relevant to academics, because it certainly illustrates very nicely the effect of the internet and the use of advertising in the publication of orthodontic studies. It did show that altmetrics have the potential to measure the social impact of articles published in our journals, and this certainly should be combined with other metrics that are used to measure the impact or the effect of an article upon our clinical practice.